When being raised as a child, I remember there was a lot of focus on the word holiness. And, of course, the movement that I was brought up in was called the Church of God, holiness in parentheses. And one of the favorite scriptures, of course, was holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. Hebrews 12:14. Now, I used to, the teaching was that was a person's personal holiness. In other words, it was their morality, it was their good works, it was their keeping of the Ten Commandments, it was not drinking and not cursing and not dishonoring your parents, and honoring the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and not committing adultery, and not participating in idolatry, and not bearing false witness against one's neighbor, and on and on and on. But, you know, if we don't have the imputed righteousness of Christ, we'll never see heaven. Because we cannot attain unto the perfection of God. It's impossible. James tells us that if we sin in one point, we're guilty of committing all sins. And Christ said, except a man be born again, he cannot even see the kingdom of God. There shall in no wise enter anything that defileth. There is no spot in thee. And we are commanded, ye shall be holy, for I am holy. For I, the Lord your God, am holy. As obedient children, not fasting yourselves according to former lusts and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of person judges according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. Put off concerning the former conversations the old man which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new man which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. He hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 4:23-24 and Ephesians 1:4. Well, the overriding theme here is that we are to strive for holiness. We are to strive for perfection. And we are to put off the former things. But we have to remind ourselves that we have been conformed, being conformed to the image of Christ is a part and parcel of our election and our salvation. We've been elected unto these things. It all comes from God. It is not in the creature. The creature was conceived in sin. That's why we have to be born again by the Spirit of God to have any desire to do anything that is good at all. But we still struggle in this body of flesh. Paul said, what I would do, I don't do, and what I don't do, I do do. I'm paraphrasing. But I thank God through Jesus Christ who has given us the victory. Christ has given us the victory over sin and death and hell. And it's his precious blood that bought us and paid for our sins. According to his own blood, he saved us, not according to our works. For it is he that works in us to will and do of his own good pleasure. And so, all glory goes to God and not to ourselves. We don't take any glory in any good thing that we do. The moment we take the glory, that is sin in and of itself. Pride is a sin. Unbelief is a sin. Covetousness is a sin. Idolatry is a sin. Adultery is a sin. All of those things are sins, but we look to Christ. You know, Christ is the one who gives us victory over sin. Our sins are many, but his mercy is more. And so, let us remember that this morning, that Christ has paid the price for our sins. We look to Christ. We don't look to ourselves. He's the one who gives us the victory over sin. And we can be confident of this one thing, that he that began a good work in us will complete it unto Jesus Christ. You know, there's no question about that. And we need to constantly affirm that he is our master, he is our king, he is our Lord, and it's not anything in the creature. It's not anything in the creature. It's not in me. Okay?
Oh God, be merciful.
Well, that should be our theme. He alone can give me rest. Through the death, the burial, and the resurrection of Christ, through his unconditional election, through his blood, through his grace, we are made free from the curse of the law of sin and death. God bless.